This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The man accused of killing two people at a University of Colorado Colorado Springs dorm will undergo a competency evaluation. Nicholas Jordan's attorneys say they're concerned about his mental state. The 25-year-old's accused of shooting and killing Celine Rain Montgomery and Samuel Knopp last month. Colorado will become the first state in the nation to create special units for transgender women in Colorado prisons. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports it stems from a 2019 class action lawsuit.
The suit, brought by 400 people who are or have been in prison, alleged they had been subjected to sexual violence and harassment behind bars and denied adequate health care. The agreement will create two new units for transgender women, one in the men's prison in Sterling, Colorado, the other in the women's facility in Denver. Scott Medlock is one of the attorneys who represented the women.
We hope that this will prove to be a model for the nation because people will see it can be done safely this way, and the sky's not going to fall when we drop a bunch of people into a prison where they hadn't been before.
The agreement, which must be signed by the judge, includes a $2.1 million payout to plaintiffs. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Longmont police shot a man last night after a highway chase. Police were searching for a vehicle allegedly used in an armed robbery of a Circle K gas station. The suspect survived. This is CPR News, and it's 5:06.